As you walk toward the doors of a gymnasium that you vaguely recognize, your hand clasps tightly around your partner's. The early summer heat isn't entirely to blame for your sweaty palms, and you feel your nerves and excitement begin to rise, your heartbeat pounding along with the crescendo sounds of a drumbeat emanating from the open doors. Just outside, a woman sits at a fold-out table, handing out name tags. As you approach, she smiles, glances at her list, and hands you the white sticker with your name printed neatly on it. "How are you? I am so glad you made it," she says. "I'm good," you reply reflexively. "It's great to see you too. This should be a fun evening." As you utter the words, you hope it'll be true. After all, it's your 30th high school reunion. As you enter the gym that is currently masquerading as a ballroom, your eyes slowly adjust to the dim lighting. In front of you are dozens of people talking, laughing, drinking, and a few quickly catching your eye as they assess the newcomers to the party. You can identify many of them, but others cast only a flicker of recognition across your mind. Faces you're sure you have seen before, but can't quite place. Just to your right, however, is a woman you would know anywhere. She is dancing exuberantly with a small group as they laugh and attempt not to spill the contents of the drinks they are clutching. It is Maggie, and aside from the hairstyle, she hasn't changed a bit over the past 3 decades. As you start walking over to say hello, you feel someone tap your shoulder. When you turn around, there is a man in front of you grinning, his arms held up in a, "Hey, it's me," gesture. "Wow," he says, "it is so great to see you. I can't believe it has been so long." Suddenly, those nerves you felt earlier in the evening are back. You cannot place the face that is smiling back at you. This man, who is probably just shy of 50 years old, doesn't resemble any of your former teenaged friends. Thankfully, you remember that everyone is wearing a name tag, likely for this exact purpose. You quickly steal a glance down at his. "Wow, Doug! I can't believe it's you. You look great." You hope you are better at lying than name recall, and for a second you worry that the reason you couldn't remember Doug's name was because of some sort of age-related memory loss. No, that's crazy, you realize. You're not even 50. You are healthy as can be, and besides, that won't ever happen to you. Or will it? Suddenly, you're struck with the alarming realization that there are surely people in this room who it will happen to, and perhaps in the not-too-distant future. Of your 200 classmates there tonight, statistics predict that only half of you will survive the next 30 years. Who will make it to a 60th reunion? What will you be like if you make it? Will you have more stories to share of loss or narrowly won battles against disease? Will Maggie be dancing as if nothing has changed, except perhaps the absence of some much-missed friends? As you scan the room, you realize that you can make a few educated guesses about who will be in attendance. Even though you're only in middle age, it's clear that some trajectories have already started to diverge, accelerating toward the destiny that awaits all of us. Yet for others, time seems to have mysteriously stalled shortly after graduation. Where do you fit? Will you be one of the lucky ones? And is there anything within your power you can do to ensure you see this gymnasium again through the eyes of your 80-year-old self?